This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Long set and the pitch. Swung on, line to left center field, a base hit towards the alley, and it's rolling all the way to the track. In to score is Stott. Turner coming around third. He's being waved home. The relay is not in time. A two-run double for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies breaking it wide open. They lead it 6-0 here in the fourth.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're starting to play some good baseball. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys, but it's a lot to get to today. A disaster brewing for all of us, whatever side of it you're on, with one of the NBA playoff series. A nice win by the Phillies. We may have stumbled upon a big-time reliever. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just as a side, you shouldn't let your mouth write checks that your ass can't cash.
It's good advice. I've heard that one before.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My pops, you said, don't let your mouth write checks that your ass can't cash. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the theme today.
Oh, for everything.
Yeah, because you know some proclamations that were threw out there yesterday. I just want to say
proclamations. Am I off for a day to make a proclamation?
I'm just saying because you know I tried to tell y'all. I was like, I don't know the Knicks. I don't know, man. I was like, I know. Yeah. Boston's a better team, but I'm like, I don't know.
Right, we'll get to that because it's hurting a lot of us. We'll get to that coming up. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, as the show that created the pledge, and many of our listeners took it. We know you took it, but you had your fingers crossed behind your back.
I took the pledge. Kyle didn't take the pledge.
Kyle was
hedging a little bit.
Shut up. Yeah. As someone who created the pledge and took the pledge, I can tell you when things are bad, we rip the Phillies. But when things are good, and it's been good for a little while now, we give them their flowers. Hugh, the Phillies are playing really good baseball. 7-0 win last night. Sanchez was really good, only gave one hit in 6 innings. We'll get to our new lockdown reliever, but the bats, Hugh, they have now scored in their last 10 games 7 or more runs 7 times. That's big-time offense. They're making contact. They're not swinging out of the zone. There's enough power in there. Bryce is starting to heat up. Trey's been on a heater, obviously, for a couple weeks now. There's depth throughout the lineup. They're 21-15. This is the best I have felt about the Phillies since after that Dodgers series, right? When the Dodgers came in, they beat them 2 out of 3, and we came in here and said, this looks different. And then for about 3 weeks, it was like, it didn't look right. They're starting to win me back over. This is good baseball right now. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where are you at on the Phillies? As they win again, they get another series. By the way, they've played 12 series because they already won this series, right? They took the first two.
Yeah, they're going for the sweep.
Right. So they've played 12 series now. They're 8-3-1 in series. So they've done a nice job.
They took care of the business.
They have. 21-15. Are the Phillies winning you back over, Hugh Douglas?
I was never gone.
Douglas.
I was never gone. I am the voice of the people.
Oh, okay.
I try to channel the people when I drop the wisdom that I drop on this station about baseball and other things, you know, probably not so much hockey this year because, you know, I blew that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Mammoth, though. You see that? The Utah Mammoth?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a cool logo.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
But is it Mammoth or Mammoths?
I think it's Mammoth.
So that's supposed to be like the plural? Because I thought Mammoths sound better to me than Mammoth, Utah Mammoth. Because I know it says Mammoth.
I think they're the Utah Mammoth.
They are the, yeah. I think of Utah Mammoths.
All right, we'll get back to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The plural is supposed to be Mammoths with an S.
Mammoths, right, because it's more than one. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It happens. But anyway, back to the Phillies. But yeah, I mean, I was never out. I watch baseball like this. I understand and I respect the fact that most fans watch and live and die with every pitch, and their emotional state fluctuates from game to game. That's not the way I choose to watch baseball. You know, and it works well for me because, you know, in my twilight years, I don't really like to be that emotional about the sports. You know, I'm super competitive, and I try to not be as competitive because that can be a little taxing. So I just tend to watch, and I just tend to enjoy. Can I tell you something last night? Mm-hmm. I've had a few pop moments in the last couple of days.
Oh, we know. But you got to, what'd you do last night?
You know, the Brandon Marsh thing yesterday that I told you about this morning.
I heard about that, yeah.
The Tyler Hero thing.
Well, yeah,
Yeah, I know. I'm a mess.
Yeah, that's.
But this is the most egregious.
Good. Cooper Flagg and Tyler Hero, man.
This is the most egregious. So I watched the Phillies last night. Mm-hmm. Right? I watched the game, and I watched that offensive explosion.
Seven runs.
And I watched my man Christopher Sanchez do his thing.
Yep.
And I watched the reliever do his thing.
Dominant reliever.
Do you know, when I got up this morning, you know, I usually turn on television and I watch, you know, the local news or whatever, and they were talking about the dominant pitcher, the closer, right? So I'm in there and I'm brushing my teeth. And I knew Christopher Sanchez started the game, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, you're listening. You know, you got it on in the back and you're listening.
Sure.
And they kept saying Taijuan Walker's name. And I was like, why are they saying Taijuan Walker's name? Now, mind you, I watched the game last night. You know, it didn't dawn on me till this morning that was Taijuan Walker in the closer spot with those three phenomenal innings that he had.
Seven strikeouts? You know why? I'm going to give you a pass on this. You know why? We've never seen him pitch like that in the Phillies uniform. That was big-time relief pitching.
He pitched angry.
Yes, he did.
Like, you don't understand the Space Cadet moment that I had.
Well, we do a show with him.
I mean, I guess you can. Well, I guess you can.
The audience knows what that's all about.
So I'm watching, and I'm like, wait a minute. Wow. And then I was like, yeah, I was right. I called that.
Oh, so you didn't know what was going on, and then immediately said, you know what? Actually, I knew all along.
No, I called that.
Yeah, I got that. Well, you know what? Yeah. We'll do more on Taijuan, because that looked really good last night. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies starting to win you back over? Are they winning you back over? They're winning a lot of baseball games right now. You know, a couple weeks ago, we came in here after they got swept by the Mets. They were 13-12.
And was upset.
Yes. And I said that day, and I meant it and felt it that day, that there was disaster potential. Like, if they didn't start playing better, you know, maybe they were going to have a year way below what we thought, right? If the range was 88 to 100 wins, just based on our callers and our expectations for the season, just some people were really high, some people more on like the, yeah, they'll be good, but not great kind of range. I said that day when they got swept by the Mets and they were 13-12, I said there's another path here. Like, there's another way this could go, and it could be more like low 80s, like 500. And since then, the Phillies have played really good baseball. Since getting swept by the Mets, and then they lost that first one in Chicago, so they actually did lose. They did drop to 500. Since then, they're 8-2. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They have rebounded from their worst stretch of the season. This is good baseball right now. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Dombrowski, Dave Dombrowski, talking about his team right now compared to where they were when that Mets series had happened earlier in April?
Well, I think we're playing better. I think really the really bad series we had was the Mets series. We didn't play very well during that series. I'm not really sure why. They just looked like they were playing better than we were at that time. But then coming out of there and then going to Chicago, which is a tough place to play, and then going back at home, we've played a lot better during that time period. I think it's a combination of factors. We're scoring more runs. We've scored our starting pitching is back in a routine. Now, Ranger didn't have a good outing the other day. And our bullpen has actually pitched better, too. So we're starting to gel a little bit more. Some of our big guys, Trey, started to play very well. Max Kepler started to play better for us. You can see some of the guys, you know, getting a little bit better as time goes on. So, and Schwarber just keeps on swinging the bat like crazy. But we're playing better baseball. And we just now need to keep it up because, as you know, our league is a very, very tough league this year.
Sherbert been on base every single game this year, by the way.
Been on fire.
He has been. Harper's getting hotter here. Trey has played really well for 2 weeks. Look, there's four elements to every baseball team, and you got to be good at three or four of them to be really good. You got to have the offense, starting rotation, the bullpen, and defense. Hugh, I've just accepted this isn't a very good defensive team, right? They're going to hopefully
they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, and they're just not. But if you keep getting
that kind of pitching, you're getting.
Yes,
though.
They're not built to be a very good defensive team. Yeah. I've accepted that. But the offense has been really hot. So again, 7 times in the last 10 games, they've scored 7 runs. That'll work. The rotation we've never really worried about, right? That's their strength. They have a strong starting rotation with Wheeler and Sanchez, and Lizardo will go tonight. And then Sanchez last night, 1 hit in 6 innings. The bullpen, and that, you know, part of it was Taiwan last night, the bullpen's been much better, I would say, the last, 2 weeks? Not all of them. Kirkering's still up and down, but for the most part, like, there's been very few blow-ups the last 2 weeks out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and you talk about what Taiwan brought to the table last night, man. He pitched angry. He looked a little upset.
I loved it.
And he was focusing. And from what I've been told about being in a closer's role, you don't have to pace yourself. You know, you can just let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious last night because I think a couple times he damn near hit 100 on the gun.
I mean, he had more velocity last night than I've seen him half here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. This is as good as I felt about the Phillies in weeks. Are they winning you back over? I say yes. Hugh says he never had to be won back
never
over.
Never had to be won
Doubting
back
Douglas over here.
Yeah, and he wants to rip me about the pledge.
No. We know the truth.
I took the pledge.
Everyone heard you laugh at the pledge.
I laugh all the time.
You mocked the pledge.
You giggle through
I'm always disgusting.
Very important moment.
I always smile.
Yeah, that's you could smile, but
I've been smiling all
You didn't take it seriously. Kyle, are the Phillies winning you back over?
Yeah, like the last few games, and specifically last night, was like really the first time this season that I started to see the complete product, like the full picture. If you zoom out on this year, it's been like really one bad stretch. And it was a bad stretch, and I felt terrible about the team.
Mm-hmm.
And since I took the pledge, I held them accountable as such.
Me too.
No, you did not. Mm-mm. You did not.
But like, it feels like it's starting to come together. Like, the Phillies have, they're 21-15 now. And Bryce Harper really hasn't, like, fully gotten going yet. Mm-hmm. Their best offensive player. You're starting to see a little bit of power come out. Trey Turner's doing what I think he's meant to do this year. You're starting to see him run a little bit.
He's got some wheels, man.
Yeah, he's hitting.
That's why he's a shortstop.
Yeah,
and he turned on a pitch last night for the first time in weeks.
He's hitting, like, 300. Maybe Boehm's starting to click for Alec Boehm. Schwarber's doing Schwarber things. And, like, like you mentioned, the bullpen's getting better, but now we're starting to get those contributions from like the unlikely places. Johan Rojas, the safety squeeze,
mm-hmm.
getting some small ball. Taiwan Walker, like, going crazy in the bullpen. That was awesome to see. They're starting to look like a well-rounded baseball team, and I'm really starting to feel like, again, because I felt this way earlier in the season after they beat the Dodgers, it is starting to feel like this could be different, especially if they make the right moves at the deadline.
They've settled back in. They've settled in the season. I feel like the Phillies have found themselves now. They kind of found the way they want to do their lineup, the way they want to structure the rotation now with Ranger back. They've found themselves, and Kyle's right. They've done all this without Bryce getting hot. Now, he had a couple hits last night, and I thought he hit the ball better. But, I mean, we're probably due here soon for a Bryce Harper power streak.
Feels that way.
Yeah,
feels
I mean, just if he's going to get to his normal numbers, we're probably going to have a 7-home run month sooner than later. So maybe that's coming soon. Add it to everything else. The Phillies are starting to win me back over. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy the world is perfect day, man.
The world is perfect.
Well, it's a beautiful day outside. We got a winning baseball team. It's warm, yeah.
It's warmer.
It's warmer. What's warm to you?
It's today. Also known, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, it's also known as Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Feels like a Friday though, don't
it? Does it? You
sometimes
come
we do have to remind you what that
is. Yeah, it feels like a Friday.
It's a Thursday.
Wait Friday get here.
Joe, I like Thursday. Go ahead, Chris.
Joe, thank God you're back today. Not only did we have to deal with multiple personality disorder Douglas yesterday, but we had a new face to the show, and that new face is called Company Man Kyle.
Wow.
Read Hugh's book, and he was locked in on the company line yesterday.
Well, I'm glad to get everyone right today.
He didn't take the pledge. He didn't take the pledge.
No, Kyle took the pledge. You didn't. You giggled through the pledge, and everyone knows
I laugh and giggle all the time, though.
But that was a serious moment. Go ahead, Chris.
So, guys, let's start off the show right from the get-go. Let's get right at this. Dave Dombrowski, I apologize, sir.
Are we apologizing?
You built a flawless team. We have a core value on the show, new info, new opinion. So my opinion is you're a genius. I mean, moving Taiwan to the bullpen to become our Swiss Army knife out there is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Don't be mumbling under me here.
I mean, I called moving to the bullpen. Joe didn't want him to go.
Pat yourself on the back, Douglas. Yeah, right? Yeah. We got you. The team's hitting great. We're playing small ball. We're playing small ball. Just like
how about Johan Rojas with a squeeze bunt for a run last night?
Johan. Hey, whose pants are tighter, Johan Rojas or ESP? That's what I want to know.
It's probably Elliot, but it's close. Yeah.
Yeah. I never know. Nice. We're slugging. We are slugging. We have the best starting pitching in Major League Baseball. Trey Turner's on fire, Joe. Mm-hmm. He's on fire. And he didn't even – and Joe, you know what? He did not even need – Fritz to orchestrate another standing innovation for him. I mean, this is where we're at. Teams heating up. They're showing us what they will be. The red train is about to roll because we're on our way to WORLD Series Championship. Let's go!
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I didn't know if he was going to spell both words. He just spelled world and then said series.
That's a lot of spelling.
You think he ran out of gas or was afraid he'd stumble through it?
A little bit, but it's tough when you're doing all that spelling, man, to get it right. You want to get it right because if you don't get it right, you know, we're the type that we will ridicule you.
Oh, of course
about
we
your
will.
Spelling.
Also, if you're spelling it fully out, two words, do you have to say space or is it understood there's a space?
World, space, series.
I don't know. I've never done that.
Did he give us two W's?
I don't know.
Did he say WWO?
Is that two W's?
No, he said W.
He just said he W. Said and
two?
No.
Two.
W. The
I couldn't tell. It was the beginning of it sounded like it was. It could have been WW.
Hugh, just to wrap up the conversation we had in the middle of the Phillies conversation, they did choose Mammoth. It's the Utah Mammoth is the hockey
the
team.
The Mammoth.
Oh, no, yeah. I think he was wondering if that's like.
Plural.
That's correct, because the plural is supposed to be with it.
It is correct, because they don't want to be, they want to be singular. And
they want to be a mammoth?
Yes, because the team said it symbolizes one team all in and all
of
you.
That's what I was wondering.
They are the collective mammoth.
Okay, the mammoth.
Yes.
Because it's like the Panthers, you know what I mean? And the Sabres.
No, you're right. It would be mammoths.
The Stars.
Yeah. And it makes sense to me when it's like the Avalanche or the Lightning.
Or the Heat.
Yeah, or the Heat, right. But like, I feel like mammoth is one where you add the S.
You know what
that's
I was
thinking? But I guess it's kind of hard to say, though. Mammoths. Like mammoths.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now
for people
here,
to say Utah mammoth.
I've always had this question. Maybe you guys have an opinion. If you...
You say not a week.
Jimmy Butler, what was he before he went to the Warriors? Butler was a...
He was a Heat.
He was a Heat?
Yeah.
Shaq was a Magic when he was young? It never made any sense to me. It always sounds weird.
A Magic?
Now, these players are going to be I don't know who any on the team, but they'll be a mammoth.
Yeah, well, that sounds better at least than a Heat or a Magic.
Now, here's the question, because I like the logo. Is it okay to wear the logo in Philadelphia?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not
Utah,
a fan.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know what I mean? It's Utah.
Yeah, but it's
cool merch, I think.
I mean,
it's cool.
That's what I'm saying. I just want a T-shirt.
I just want you to pick and choose your spots. Like 5 years from now, if it's the Flyers and the Mammoth and the finals.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Don't you get yourself
in
trouble.
No, but I just want to make sure, like, you know, Flyers, you know, we're fickle about stuff like that. We're funny acting. I just want to make sure if, like, say, if I bought a Mammoth shirt, would that be okay?
It's cool, but down the line, if they ever play for anything, we'll know what side you're on.
And I still may rip you for it anyway.
Yeah. No, you're going to get ripped no matter what.
Yeah, you're probably going to get ripped anyway.
But you could do it. Aaron's up next on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on?
Aaron, what's going on?
Missed you yesterday, Joe.
Missed you guys too. I was in the car for a little bit, so I did hear some. I heard some pronunciation issues yesterday with Tuscan. Tuscan?
He was trying to give us a lesson on pronunciation. Yeah. It was just wrong.
No, I know it's Tucson.
No.
It's Tucson.
Tucson.
No, but it looks like it's phonetically.
Know,
it says Tucson.
Okay. You have to stop with the phonetically thing because there's a way certain things are just supposed to be pronounced.
I missed that, though. Aaron. I missed doubting Douglas. I missed Dallas Goedert coming back, which
you also missed.
Finally, they
Aaron.
Listened to me.
He was mad at Kyle.
Oh, go ahead.
A lot
Aaron.
Of people.
Go ahead.
Well, so and I don't know if it happens back east, but out here, I have a 17-year-old
son, and out here the teenagers like to go thrifting, and I don't know if it's a thing back there.
Dude, my son used to go thrifting. Where they go to thrift stores to find clothes.
Oh,
and
sorry,
stuff.
I know that. I just didn't realize that was the term.
That's that's what they call it. They like get
cheap
shirts and stuff.
Like
cheap
clothes.
But they get it's like, I guess, Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, like unique pieces, like very unique
they're into their
style.
They're into the vintage stuff, and they'll go to Goodwill and they'll pay a dollar for something. And I guess they have a whole marketplace where the kids buy and sell stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hasn't asked me for money for like 6 months, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, because they're into that vintage stuff, man. He used to go thrifting. He used to do that a lot.
Well, it's pretty interesting because yesterday he brought home some gear, and I thought it was pretty interesting stuff. So for you, Kyle, I'm actually going to package it up and send it to the radio station just so you can come out of the closet and you can wear your true colors. But he happened to find a Celtics jersey, Celtics jacket,
I knew
and a hat.
Going.
So that's
he was
coming
not
in
happy
the mail
with Kyle
for you,
yesterday.
Buddy, so you can represent your team with pride.
He was not happy.
Yeah, whatever, Aaron.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I knew where he was going with it. Aaron, what do you got for us on the Phillies? Are they winning you back over?
All right, so some bright spots. First off, with the Eagles, my heart, when your heart and your business opinions come together, it's nice to see Dallas Goedert back. We love him. We appreciate everything he's done for the Eagles, and we are going to have nothing but a rocket ship of an offense next year. In terms of the Phillies, bright spot, Taijuan Walker. I mean, the way that he stood on, he even looked tough standing on the plate yesterday. I mean, he just looked
he
confident.
Did. There
like
was
he had attitude.
There was a different vibe to Taijuan. The bullpen Taijuan's a totally different dude.
Really nice to see, you know, with all the heat that he's gotten over the last couple of years, nice to see him progressing and being the player that he was last night. But come on, Joe. I mean, are we serious here?
Yes, they're winning me back over.
We're serious?
I took the pledge, you know, Aaron. If they play well, I have to say it. I took the pledge.
It's ridiculous. They beat a juggernaut of the Rays in a minor league ballpark where they're hitting home runs out of a minor league ballpark. Come on. When they beat the Braves, when they sweep the Braves, when they sweep the Mets, then let's get excited.
But that's not taking the pledge. No. You got to see the signs. They're playing good. They went to Chicago 2 weeks ago and beat the Cubs 2 out of 3. Cubs are good.
Come on, they're the Cubs.
But they're first place. What do you mean beat the Cubs?
Beat the Mets.
Okay, well, they haven't had a chance to play the Mets since they got beat up by the Mets.
While we're in the business of exposing each other, Aaron told us yesterday he doesn't even watch the games.
Oh, Aaron, come on, buddy.
Did I watch the highlights?
Yeah, it's not good enough.
Watch the highlights.
Not good enough.
Okay.
Fraudulent activity.
I have more important things. I can go to the beach and enjoy and take the dog.
Don't rub it in.
Making excuses.
Don't rub it in. You live in a nice climate. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. 592-9494. You know, your phone works at the beach. You can stream the game anywhere you are. You can listen on the Odyssey app. Well, I guess you got to be close enough. You can watch it anywhere you want. Anyway, bottom line is this. Phillies are hot. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies winning you back over? They are for me. I was very down after the Mets series. They got beat up in New York. They got swept. And the Mets just looked way better. Well, the Phillies have played good baseball since then. They keep winning series. They've won this one already. We got to get more to this. The Phillies, what they've done. Are they winning it back over? And more on Taijuan Walker's night next. What a night for Taijuan Walker. New Phillies reliever, closer, whatever you want to call him. 3 innings, 7 Ks. We'll get more to Taijuan. And we got a prize to give away, which means you know the game we're going to play. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Walker delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game's over. And Taijuan Walker with his first career save to lock up a 7-0 combined shutout win for the Phillies tonight here in Tampa.
The best around?
Well, there you go, Taijuan.
Looked like it last night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The Phillies winning you back over. They are for me. They are for Kyle. Doubting Douglas over here says he's not. Didn't need to be won back over.
Aren't
you special? Oh, I never jumped off the bandwagon. Shut up.
Doubting Douglas. Everyone knows you doubted. Everyone knows.
Kyle, don't be mad at me because you let that woman in front of you yesterday. See, I'm getting the residuals for what happened yesterday.
Woman cut him off
in traffic, right? Oh. So he's still stewing about that. So I'm catching heat for that.
You want the story?
Yeah, why not?
So when I was driving in yesterday, I was driving through the city, stuck in a long line of traffic, and this woman tried to pull the old, let me just maneuver around the shoulder and get around everybody in front. But what happened was it was a parked car. So she was blocked.
Too stuck,
She couldn't get around. And she starts, like, signaling me to, like, she wants to ask me something. So I rolled down my window, and she's like, can I get in front of you? And I was like, why? And she's like, I'm trapped. And I was like, yeah, well, like, why'd you pull around?
Oh, you made it a whole conversation.
Yeah. And she was like, because I'm in a rush. And I'm like, yeah, everybody is in a rush. Like, we're all going to work. And, like, I could tell I kind of stumped her a little bit, but I was eventually, just go.
Mad because he was nice.
You made her earn it, though. I was like,
you need to explain to me what you're doing right now.
He's trying to get his meanness back to being mean here.
Well, he let it, I mean, really, mean would have been having her explain the whole thing and be like, well, actually, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted her to admit it.
Yeah. Okay, and I get that. I mean, I think that's, you said every day you had to get Hugh to admit things he's wrong about.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm hardly wrong.
Well.
But I will, okay, since we're here.
Yeah.
I'll apologize to that person I cut off in traffic yesterday.
You did what? I mean, after all your big talk about, you know, being kind on the road?
No, but this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive a big-ass truck, Joe.
Yes.
They were in this little-ass, I don't know what it was, little white car. And they were I can't see you. So when I cut them off, all I heard was the horn blowing. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
My bad. I was like.
They slammed that horn on you?
Yeah, but then I took off because I didn't feel like, you know, I didn't want to do the awkward. I was just, you know, I was like, I ain't want to do it. You know how when you pull up on somebody.
You ran away?
You pull up on somebody and you want to look at them and give them the mean look. Yeah. I ain't feel like doing that. So I just took off.
That person out there in the white car, that was Hugh Douglas, former Eagle, who got you off. All right, 215-592.
Cut him off bad.
94-94. Are the Phillies starting to win you back over? They are for me. But Hugh, we got to get to Taiwan. Kyle played us back in with it. We hit it a little bit in the first segment. That was different last night. His first career save. He came out last night in the seventh inning, and he finished the game. Three innings, seven strikeouts. That is an eye-opening three innings, regardless if it's to start a game, to end a game. Like, if you have seven strikeouts over three innings, your stuff is for real. And you're fooling hitters, and you're he hit 94 last night, which last year he was hitting 90, 91, and they sent him to Tampa to do like the weighted ball thing so he could increase the strength of his shoulder. Yeah. Well, whatever they've done, it's worked. Obviously, he's pitched better this year. But Hugh, that was like I went from okay, he's in the bullpen now. Maybe he'll pitch in blowouts, which last night was. But when I watched it last night, I was like, oh, this might be something that they may have stumbled upon someone that could really help them in the bullpen.
And you know what it is, Joe. Even though he pitched like he was upset, he embraced it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think that's the most important thing. Again, never been a pitcher. But the people that I've talked to about being in that role, the mentality is totally different. You know, because it's all or nothing, and you can just let your hair down, so to speak, when you're in that role, because you're only going to be out there for so long. You don't have to pace yourself. You don't have to worry about, you know, stretching it out a little bit. And that's what he showed last night. He might have been in a situation where he didn't want to do it, but he did it. And now, since he's had success doing it, because if I'm not mistaken, he did something that hadn't been done in a while as far as being in that situation and getting a save.
To get that kind of length of a save and have that many strikeouts, it's very rare.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where he probably feels good about the position that he's in. And on top of that, you have a guy that can probably do both. He can do both if you need him to.
Well, you're right. And the other thing he provides right now, Hugh, which most of the guys in their bullpen don't. I mean, when they signed Joe Ross, I think they thought he could do this, but they've kind of transitioned him to just one or two innings. He could provide length.
Long relief.
Right. Like last night, the game was basically over. You don't want to use two or three relievers to get the last few innings, right? If you could just finish it with one, that saves the rest of the bullpen for tonight. I mean, he didn't just pitch well. He saved everyone else. So if tonight is a close game, which most likely will be close, most of their games will be close this year, then they have all their guys, right? They didn't need to use Strom last night in a 7-0 game. I thought he was awesome last night. I mean, seven strikeouts, I almost did a double take when I watched the last strikeout.
I didn't even know it was him.
Well, I know
to the day.
You got fooled. He was so good, you didn't realize.
I didn't realize who it was. You know, just watching the game and kind of just watching the performance.
Yeah.
And it didn't register. well, at the time.
Because we haven't seen him throw that hard since he got here.
Yeah, yeah.
I was impressed last night by him. 215-592-9494. Are you buying Taiwan bullpen time? What should we call him? Is he bullpen Taiwan now?
That's fine.
Bullpen Taiwan?
Since we have to have, everybody has to have a nickname.
Taiwan Rivera? Is it too early
that's
for that?
That's fine. We can do that. If that's what you feel comfortable saying.
Might be a little early for that.
Nah. I mean, has it ever stopped us before?
No. I mean, you're doubting Douglas because you doubt people. I mean, you have a lot of nicknames. All right, but let's hear from Taiwan on the bullpen adjustments he's had to make here.
Yeah, just staying ready. I mean, from the beginning of the game, you know, I think being a long guy, you kind of have to be ready. You know, anything can happen. So just be ready from the first inning on and just stay loose and just, you know, pay attention to the game.
Well, he makes it seem easy. It's not easy to do what he did last night. I mean, sometimes when starters transition to the bullpen, it takes them a while to get a new routine down. I mean, that was the first time they called upon him, and boom, he goes out there and dominates. Let's hear Topper after the game on Taiwan and kind of the role now that he's in and where this whole thing might go.
Now you start thinking about different things with him, you know. But now, at the same time, we want to keep his pitch count up because we might go back to a six-man, but she said that looks pretty good for one inning, too.
So by different things, you mean like leverage?
Yeah, like, you know. If that guy can dial it up for an inning or two, that's really something.
You know what I heard there when I heard Topper?
What'd you hear?
He had something in mind when they moved him to the bullpen. Like, he'll be our long guy, but if we need to go back to the rotation, a sixth man, he's our guy, right? You know what I think happened last night?
What happened?
He watched him and he was like,
I got something here.
The relief pitcher I need might be right there in Taiwan Walker.
Yeah, and it's something to be said about somebody who embraces that.
Mm-hmm.
He might not, I put it like this, Joe. It might have been a situation where he had to pitch last night out of necessity. They wanted to see how he did, and he probably had a little bit of an attitude about it. But after he pitched and his teammates, you know, kind of received him the way that they did, he's probably cool with the spot he's in right now.
I mean, look, I think you're right about the attitude. He carried himself out there last night like, you know what? Bleep everyone. I'm just going to blow everyone away. And I've never seen a pitch like that in a Phillies uniform. I mean, the first few years he was here obviously wasn't very good. Last year was terrible. But even when he was a starter earlier this season, we didn't see that. That was big-time stuff. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are they winning you back over? And, of course, Taiwan Walker, are you buying what you saw last night, Kyle? What do you think?
Well, you know, I've come around in the big way on, well, not only Taiwan the player, because he's got to show me that, but Taiwan the guy. Like, I was, the whole thing about tweeting and liking tweets about Topper not using them in the postseason and stuff.
He's evolved from there.
Yeah, it was like, who does this guy think he is?
Yeah.
But, like, everything you hear about him and the fact that he's, like, you hear that he's a really good teammate.
And then they always say he worked hard. He just stunk last year.
And for a guy that makes as much money as he does, to accept the role to go to the bullpen, not only do that, but to, like, really embrace it. And like, just every time I hear him talk, I'm like, you know, I think he's a pretty impressive guy at this point.
Well, I remember there was a moment last September where he wasn't supposed to pitch, or he had just removed him from the rotation and something happened. He had to come into a game in, like, the second inning. And he just pitched, or he wore it for innings to save the bullpen. And they all, you know, commented after the game how much that meant to the team. Yeah, there's a reason the guys like him. He's obviously worked hard enough to fix whatever that was last year, because last year he was so bad. I mean, he was one of the worst pitchers in all of baseball last year. And now this year he's helped them a lot, both as a starter and now as a reliever. I'm intrigued. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we got you set you up for a little Hughes Clues. Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Yo, welcome.
What's going
back.
On, man?
Ron, what's up?
Hi. Hugh.
Hey.
What's up? So you're in a big black truck, right?
Well, it's gray. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then a little white car. White car. Had the audacity to come around you.
You see what he did there, Ron. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you were very descriptive with the car.
No,
white guy.
Ron, what are you doing? What are you doing to me?
Too early for this, Ron. Too early.
Hey, listen,
we're 10:40, Ron.
We are not a divisive show.
Now, you already slipped up yesterday.
What did he do yesterday?
We got to rehearse.
He confused
yesterday.
Cooper Flagg with Tyler Hero.
Oh, all white basketball players?
No, it wasn't. Listen, I know what it sounded like, but it wasn't.
Kevin Love, Larry Bird.
Yep.
J.J. Redick.
It wasn't like
Kyle Korver.
We are all the same. Ron, look what you started. We are all inclusive.
Tom Gugliotta.
I thought you confused Joe and I all the time.
Christian Laettner. I was going to name white basketball players so you guys stop me. Go ahead, Ron.
Joe,
Mike Miller.
Staff, it even gets better, right?
Mm-hmm.
It even gets better. But I call in, and of course, I say to the screener, I said, you know, you're nicer to a woman that goes around you and then she gets pinned in, and you're nicer to her than you are because you're a jerk.
I mean, maybe that woman had a bad moment. You're the same Ron every time you call in.
Repeat behavior. You're a male appendage. That's why. You know.
That's what I called him on the phone. Yeah, it was a more colorful time.
All right, Ron, what do you got? Are the Phillies winning you back over, Ron? Let's go.
No. Listen. I just want to give a quick report on progress that I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely see a big question mark yet, but I see guys working.
Mm-hmm.
I see particular guys working in the box. Okay. Stott is working his tail off. You know, yet to see if he's going to – I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be Lenny Dykstra. I don't think anybody can be Lenny Dykstra. But, he's trying, and you can see it. And the other guy, surprisingly, is Casty. Nick is actually trying to give the professional at-bats. You can't help but see it. It's already made him a better hitter. I mean, he'll still come out and go after the first pitch, but a lot of the time so far this year he's connected on the first pitch.
Well, and he's driven the ball the other way. Both of those guys,
exactly.
I agree.
Stott
sees as many pitches as anyone in baseball, so he's doing that to help the rest of the lineup. And you're right, Castellanos has driven the ball to right field more this year than either the last 2 years, it feels like.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely see guys working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the center fielder. I mean, I see these guys working, and that's all we ask out of these guys. Give us a day's work for the pay, dude.
It sounds like they're winning you back over, Ron. It sounds like you're being won over.
Take a lot, man. Uh-huh. Yo, how's this up and coming schedule looks like it's a nice test.
Yeah, sure.
So let's see how these guys, because you know what they know. And I think we all know that this thing is going to be blown up next year. I mean, and it has to be, whether they do well or they don't. They have to regenerate this team, because you saw what happened with the 08 team, you know, and these guys are getting into that territory. And if they don't win, they don't win. You know, if they do, oh, well, that's awesome. But that now you feel better about moving on and getting into the next era of the Phillies baseball, because this one is either going to make you or break you. And one other thing, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised we haven't seen a major injury yet. Honest to God, I thought we banked on one.
What? Because they're old.
Yeah,
well, no, yeah. Well, I'm wondering why you're feeling that. Just you decided to wake up and feel like someone should get hurt. No, I get it. Well, I mean, they have done it. I'll say this though: the trainers and I think the pitching coach is part of this. They've done a good job keeping these pitchers healthy. They didn't make a single roster move with their whole pitching staff, bullpen included, the whole month of April. I mean, usually these relievers drop like flies. I mean, they keep them pretty healthy around here, somehow.
One last thing on that point exactly. You know what? Keep Tywon Walker. Just keep him in circulation, because Ranger didn't look good at all.
Well, you know what?
He
looked like crap.
Spring training, man.
He did.
That might be why
Topper was. And Ron, we appreciate the phone call. That might have been the underlying thing, because Topper last night was like, "Yeah, we got to keep him stretched down in case we go back to six man." But he looked good. I wonder if part of that is, you know, if Ranger pitches poorly again this weekend, then maybe they were like, well, Taiwan's better right now.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. that performance that he had in the bullpen mm-hmm. is gonna make that decision a little bit harder.
I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about how he saved the other guys, yeah. And we've been talking about that all year long. So Ranger's gonna have to come out and show that he can be. Like, if he wants to get paid, he's gonna have to pitch.
So here's my question. Because you're taking credit for Taiwan of the bullpen, right?
I'm just saying, I saw it. I have vision.
Okay. But if Taiwan's better than Ranger right now, wasn't I right?
What you mean?
Well, because part of my reasoning was Taiwan's a better pitcher than Ranger.
What you're talking about.
Well, I didn't want to switch him because Taiwan's better than Ranger
right now.
Well,
I wanted to switch him because right now Ranger wants to be a starting pitcher, and they're going to give him opportunities.
But he stunk on Sunday.
Well, it's only one outing.
I know.
They might be left with the reality that they have two potentially quality bullpen pieces, but only one quality starting pitcher, and that makes a decision easy for them. Like, if Taiwan can do either, then, and they feel like Ranger can't do the starting thing,
and
then
he's
going to
cost himself some money.
That's too bad.
I'm irrelevant.
I'm just saying that's on Ranger.
Yeah,
that's why I feel like Ranger's going to pitch better. Mm-hmm. He has to. He's almost in a situation where he has to go out there and show, because he sees it,
you know,
and he knows that for lack of a better way of saying it, Taiwan's the swing man.
Did Bryce Huff play better because he had to?
Nope.
Sometimes it just doesn't
work.
When
you suck, you suck.
No, I think Bryce Huff was asked to do something that I don't think he was prepared to do.
Is he prepared this year?
He better be.
Well, yeah.
He better be.
We're
betting on him, and if he don't get it done, then, you know.
Hold on.
We'll spin this one.
We're betting on him?
Yeah, we're betting on him.
I'm not betting on Taiwan. Bryce Huff.
This is a collective.
No,
we're in this thing together. We're betting on Bryce Huff.
You
man.
Are on Bryce Huff Island. You've carved out real estate there. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, we got a prize to give away today. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what the prize is?
Well, I know what the prize. Well, it's $100 gift certificate, right?
Well,
you like to change the price.
Well, you know what it says here. Yeah. It says we have a $94 gas card to Sunoco. But
I wish I could win that gas card. I need gas. Gas is expensive.
You need gas because you only fill it up $40 at a time.
Like, since, you know, this new commute got me going to gas station a lot.
Do you realize how many trips you could
to
save?
My guns.
You could
I'm sticking to my guns.
Well, listen.
It's the principality.
You're a lost cause. Hopefully the person that wins today doesn't have to be. All right, we have a $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco. Let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, the first clue right out the box. This person wears shoes.
You think you're real funny?
I do. I do, because I know.
See how many people
that,
in their
that,
car
that
right now?
Triggered right now.
I mean, there are curse words out there.
No, you know, and I know that, and I'm starting to lean into it because I like, for whatever reason, I kind of like being irritating. It's weird, right? But I do kind of like being irritating.
A few months ago, we had a call that said you were, or maybe it was a commenter, that said you were an instigator. This is what they're talking about.
But you know what? I looked at it like this because last night, I was like, man, you got any people head you live in rent-free? Like, that's a great place to be.
Wait
there
second.
Are people that tune into YouTube right now that probably can't stand me, but they're mm-hmm. here.
Yep.
Hold on a second.
And they're talking bad about
yes.
me because I live rent-free in their head. And, yeah. and to me,
wait.
That made me feel so vibrant and alive.
But
seriously, think about that. People that don't even know me, Joe, we live rent-free.
That fuels you.
And people head.
Doubters.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm happy you feel good about this. But
I do.
That first clue sucks.
It's bad.
You got to change it.
He wears shoes, though.
No. Nope.
This person wears shoes. That's
everyone wears shoes, Hugh.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
No.
What do you mean not everybody?
Jason Kelce doesn't wear shoes.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He wears flip-flops every day until
change
he has
the
to play.
Change it.
What?
You got to change the clue.
Okay, fine.
And flip-flops are shoes.
Well, they're not. They're like what I should have said clothes shoes. Okay, fine. I'll change the first clue. Okay. The first clue is this person is supposed to be funny. But I don't think they're funny at all.
You know what the comments are going to be on this?
Yes.
Hugh Douglas.
That's
Hugh
cool.
thinks he's real
rent,
funny.
Rent free.
All right, so this person is supposed to be funny, but you don't
supposed
find them
funny?
Supposed
to be funny. Like, they're
okay.
actually,
I get you.
They're supposed to be, like,
funny.
A comedian.
Okay, but you don't find them funny.
No,
all
not
right.
at all.
All right, there's your first clue. See, now that's actually an interesting clue.
Yeah.
People might get mad at you for it, but that one.
I was looking at the comments already. They're probably blazing me.
Well, is that anything new?
Rent free.
Mm-hmm.
Rent free.
You were actually getting cooked like the minute that it turned on today.
It's his shirt.
It's his shirt.
Free.
What is
they're
he?
They're gonna have some good ones.
What is he? A banana?
We'll,
right banana today.
We'll see.
Rent free.
Bruce in DC. What's up, Bruce?
Oh man, y'all got me, man. And I said I was gonna play Hugh's Clues, and I'm the first one.
I'm going to have to take a guess at that clue.
Yep, this is what he does.
Oh my God, you guys are killing me. I said, man, please don't call me, because I have no idea.
Well, that's all right, Bruce. What do you got on the Phillies? I need to know. Are the Phillies winning you back over, Bruce? Need to know.
No, man, no, hell no. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a boo bird, man. I need to see more now. Let me just say this, okay. I'll say the positives, right? Mm-hmm. From what I saw from Taiwan Walker last night, great pitching. But see, this is one of my problems with the Phillies is that I do not agree that Ranger should be the starting pitcher after his first outing. Now, we're going to see what's going to happen later on. But if he has one or two more outings where he can't make it to five innings, I firmly believe that Ranger should have went to the pen first, okay, and gradually work his way back into the starting rotation. It's a show-me thing.
Well, okay? I agree with you on this, Bruce. And right now, just right now, today, Taiwan is a more effective pitcher. I mean, that's just that's where it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're going to see the politics behind that, I mean, with his contract and how this is going to play out. But I think that they're making a mistake on that. But we'll see. It hasn't cost them yet, but we'll see how that plays out. The other thing is Bryce's bat. I'm still concerned about his bat. We're going to see where he's, you know, he needs to improve. But what's been impressive about them is that they've been able to be successful without him at this point. But between that and the defense, they still need work on the defense. Mm. I still have questions about the pen, even though they have done better lately.
I do, too. I think we all do. But it's been better. I mean, the whole operation has been better for a couple weeks. All right, Bruce, give us your guess. Your guess for Hughes Clues. First up today.
Oh, man. Man, I'm going to say Spike Eskin, man. That's what I'm going to
Bruce, not it.
Wow, we doing that? We taking dumps on coworkers?
We might as well.
Is Spike supposed to be a funny man? Is that his?
I don't think so. I don't think that's.
I mean, sometimes when he gets really animated, I laugh.
Oh, well, yeah.
I
think that's unintentional.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Does he come across as a funny man? I don't. That's not. Maybe he's supposed to. I don't know. That guess I was not ready for, but no, it's not Spike. All right, 215-592-9494. Your guesses for Hughes Clues, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Plus, when we come back, along with the Phillies, are you buying Taiwan Walker, the reliever, and is this team winning you back over? They are for me. We'll get to what happened last night in the NBA playoffs, a series that is just... It's gonna hurt everyone in one way or the other. Plus, someone who has to answer for something they said about it. That's all next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. And they're in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You'll get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more at FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.